Find Your Freedom, Financial Planning for a Life on Purpose. Written by Jamie Hopkins and Ron Carson. Narrated by Jamie Hopkins and Ron Carson.
Introduction by Ron Carson. Finding freedom and expanding your impact. Freedom means something different to each of us. Think about it. What feeling does freedom evoke when you hear the word? Uncovering that fundamental truth inside of you takes time and reflection, but I promise it's one of the most meaningful questions you'll probably ever ask yourself. There is so much that goes into our relationship with money, from our first memories in childhood to our milestone moments in adulthood. I remember as a kid, we once had our house broken into, only to find my cherished piggy bank smashed. It was truly devastating. Several years passed again. As a teenager, I saw my parents struggle with money, going broke on their farm. This implanted a deep-seated feeling of scarcity in me, shaping the way I managed my money and eventually leading me to the profession of being a financial advisor. Why do I tell you this story? Well, because I was running from that scarcity most of my life, only to find I could never outrun it. Matter of fact, I was outrunning many ghosts. No matter how much I accumulated early in my career, I could not satiate my appetite for more security, or so I thought. And yet when I arrived at more, for the umpteenth time, I still wasn't satisfied. That was the beginning of a new chapter for me, a phase in life when I realized I needed to be thoughtful about what freedom meant for me. Frankly, that manifested into the need for planning. Without a clear definition of what true wealth meant to me, which we define all that money can't buy and death can't take away meant to me, I would continue the endless journey of directionless wondering. When you hear freedom, you may think of financial freedom. Most of us do. However, I didn't truly experience the meaning of freedom for myself until I spent time really getting to know who I was and what motivated me and how scarcity and the worry drove so much of my direction. For me, ultimate freedom is living an untethered life and being able to have maximum impact on the lives of others. So how would I get there? The short answer is by having a financial plan. But the long story, the better story, is understanding my worry, where it originated from as this resilient boy on the farm trying to make each day count. And then I found purpose in wanting to provide that sort of planning for others, to let them know they would be okay, so they could free up that mental space for the work they were truly meant to do. See, in society today, most people aren't feeling okay. And that really isn't confined to those that don't have a lot of resources. In my work, believe it or not, I've seen billionaires not feel okay. And I see those just struggling to make ends meet not feel okay. But it's something that almost everybody has in common is today we are not feeling great, and that we're going to be taken care of and we're safe. This process of finding my freedom led to helping others find theirs. Encountering the unexpected on Mount Everest. In the spring of 2022, I embarked on a once-in-a-lifetime trek to Mount Everest Base Camp. Around 40,000 people per year make their way to the camp, while only 4,000 have actually successfully summited Mount Everest. Preparation for the climb is extensive, not only in terms of physical exertion, but also in terms of mental sharpness. However, over the course of our week-long journey to base camp's elevation of almost 18,000 feet, I was not surprised as much by the individual challenge of covering this rough terrain as I was by the living conditions of those who called Nepal home. From Kathmandu to base camp,